listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. A 19-year-old from Sydney has been charged with allegedly attempting to misuse stolen Optus customer data in a text message scam. He's accused of asking people to pay $2,000 into a bank account or else he'd use their information for financial crimes. Assistant Police Commissioner Justine Goff says he's facing a maximum of 10 years in prison.
The alleged offender accessed Optus stolen records posted online last month. The accused targeted 93 customers using those records. Fortunately, no customers paid the amount of this ransom.
Meantime, the federal government has made new data rules in the wake of the Optus hack. The changes mean telcos now have to share customers' personal information with banks and government agencies during future cyber attacks. Star Entertainment has been found unsuitable to hold a casino license in Queensland. The state's Attorney General says 12 recommendations have been handed down, including a limit on cash transactions and introducing gambling limits.
In relation to the exclusion of patrons, the management of patrons in Queensland that had been excluded from interstate casinos by police was highly deficient and demonstrated, quote, a lively disregard for the law.
It comes after the gambling giant was also found unsuitable to hold one in New South Wales. And one in four Aussies are tipped to celebrate Halloween. A new retail survey has found more than $430 million will be spent on decorations and costumes.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.